Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. As we discussed in the previous Mishnah, in order to be chayav midaraisa min haTorah for hotza'ah, for carrying something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or the inverse, it needs to be an amount that is useful and significant enough that people would keep it. Our Mishnah and those that follow give specific examples to illustrate this point. Hamotzi te Mishnah Dalet, Hamotzi Tevin. Someone who takes out straw or hay, that is the stuff that's the stalks that are left after you harvest the wheat or other grain. So the shear for that is kamalo pipara, a mouthful of a cow, a cow's mouthful, because the straw is usually eaten by cows. And since that is its usual use, then that is the amount that would be a mouthful for your cow would be a useful amount, and you would keep that. If it were less than that, it would not be eaten by your cow. It's not sufficient for your cow, so therefore it's not useful. And smaller animals can't eat the straw. Atzah is a tougher, harder straw, which is from legumes. The stalks that remain when you harvest legumes are much tougher than straw from grain and can't be eaten by the cows. However, they are eaten by camels, and therefore, kimlo pi gamal. The camel's mouth is quite a bit larger than the cow's mouth. We go with the larger shear because the smaller amount is not useful because a cow can't eat it and it won't be enough to fill the camel's mouth and to have it give him something to actually eat. Amir are stalks of fenugreek. So they are softer than tevin, softer than straw from grain. And therefore, kimlo pi tale. They are eaten by sheep and the shear is the amount that would fit in the mouth of a young sheep, because it is soft enough for a young sheep to eat, and therefore we go lechumra in the smaller shear. We don't say a mouthful of the cow, because it's still useful even at the smaller amount, because it could be eaten by a young sheep. Asavim, grasses, which are even softer than amir, and they can be eaten not only by a young sheep, but even by a baby goat. Therefore, the shear is kimlo pi gidi, the mouth of a gidi, a baby goat, which is even smaller than the mouth of a young sheep. Alei shum va'alei betzalim. If we have leaves, that is the shoots that grow out of onions or garlic, not the stuff that's underground that we eat as the onion or garlic, but the stuff that comes out of the ground, the shoots that come up, if they are moist, lachim, Kigrogeris. Then the shear is the amount equal to a dry fig. And this is because moist leaves from an onion or a garlic are human food. They are eaten by people. And since they are eaten by people, that is their primary use, and we don't care who else could eat them. It may be true that they could be eaten by other animals, even as small as a baby goat. But since they are intended primarily as people food, people would only keep the amount that would be worthy for a person to eat. Because people think of it as people food, and they don't usually keep tiny amounts of people food to give to their animals. However, Yveshim, if these shoots of the onion and garlic are dry, then they're not people food. Now, we do eat dry onion and dry garlic, but that's not the leaves. That's the actual bulb. So the leaves, we don't eat when dry. They're not people food anymore. In which case, we default to the smallest possible animal that could eat it, the smallest possible domesticated animal that you might feed it in your farm, which is kimelo pi gidi. A baby goat could still eat these dry onion and garlic shoots, and therefore the shear for how much you have to carry in order to be chayav is for dry onion and garlic shoots is a mouthful for a baby goat. Now the Mishnah tells us ve'in mitzdarfim ze'im ze. All of these things are not mitzdarf. If you have some atza and some amir, they don't combine to make an isser. Mipnei shel shov b'shirayim, because the shear is not the same. Now, it's not completely accurate in the way I framed it. It's actually true that they don't combine lakula, but they do combine lachumra. So that means that they don't combine to the smaller shear, but they do combine to the larger shear. So to give an example, amir, is a much smaller shear than Tevin. So if you have some Tevin and some Amir, and together they make up the amount that could be eaten by a sheep, well, they're not going to combine to be chayav because the Tevin is a much larger shear. And so if you have a half a shear of Amir, right, a half a goat's, a sheep's mouth of Amir, and a half a sheep's mouth of Tevin, well, that's not equal to a whole sheep's mouth of Amir because the Tevin is a much bigger shear. So it's less than a half shear of Tevin. However, if you have a half a cow's mouth of Tevin and a half a cow's mouth of Amir, it will combine to the shear of the cow's mouth because the Amir has a much smaller shear that is your chayav with even less. And so it is mitzarev to the larger shear. Now, when we go to human food, the rule is hamotzi ochlim kagrogeres. Human food, all human foods, the shear is a equivalent of a dried fig. And all human foods are mitzarif to one another, to the shear of a dried fig, because they have the same shear. And therefore, since they all have the shear of agrogeres, they're all basically equivalent. And if you have a little bit of chicken and a little bit of bread, that is, and it's equivalent together to a grogeres, that you can't carry outside. Chutz, however, we don't count when we're figuring out the measurement. We don't count the stuff that's not actually food. So we don't count the peels, the rinds. We don't count the seeds or pits. We don't count that's klipayim, garinayim, uktayim. We don't count the stems. V'suban u'morsonan, we don't count the bran, the coarse and the fine bran, because people don't eat coarse and fine bran. Nowadays, people do eat coarse and fine bran, but in the time of the Mishnah, those were considered not human food. And therefore, they don't count in the shear because they're not human food. Now, keeping in mind that we've said that the shiurim are somewhat relative, that is, this is what most people would keep in the time of the Mishnah. Nowadays, since people do eat certain kinds of bran, and in fact, that's considered very healthy, then therefore, that type of bran would count towards the shear because it's food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chutz miklipi adashim shem bashal simayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's true that we don't count when we're measuring food to see if we have a dried fig's worth. We don't count peels, pits, etc. Except for lentils. We do count lentil skins, says Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz miklipi adashim shem bashal simayim. Because lentil skins, they are cooked with the lentils. And they're eaten with the lentils. Nobody ever peels a lentil. The lentils are cooked in their skins and eaten that way. And therefore, it counts as part of the food. The halacha actually doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it makes a lot of sense, we don't follow that way anyway because it's still not really the food. It's just the protection of the food.